fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, the second hour on Tuesday, the 24th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. I've encouraged people for years to go to thrift shops. I talk a lot about getting boots and shoes for men, women, boys, and girls at thrift shops, but let's expand on that a little bit. First of all, the nature of thrift shops, that their inventory, many of them, the inventory changes every day. They're always putting new inventory out. That's just the nature of thrift shops. So you need to get in there probably once a week to check for a new inventory. But be looking for the following things: wool blankets, cast iron cookware, stovetop coffee percolators, tools, games for children, board games, books. You homeschooler, you're going to need books. All of which you can get at thrift shops for deep, deep discounts, pennies on the dollar for what you would pay retail for these items. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to become a regular visitor to the thrift shops. Goodwill is not necessarily the best place to go. They're okay, but they're really overpriced for a lot of things. Thrift shops run by churches and charities tend to have better prices than Goodwill does. But that's your prepper tip of the day, is become a regular visitor to thrift shops and be diligent. Check often and get the things you need at a deep discount. We're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. The Antarctic. When Glenn told me about Vladimir Putin possibly going down there, that is very significant. John Kerry, Secretary of State, visiting the Antarctic. The leader of the Greek Orthodox Church going there after just a few days after meeting with the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church. Now, those two have not met. The leaders of the Greek Orthodox Church and leader of the Catholic Church, the Pope, have not met in person for 1,000 years. You think there might be a bit of animosity there between the two? Just a little. Yeah, I think so. But they managed to get past that and look towards their mutual goals and mutual interests. We don't know what those are, do we? And then after that meeting, that a historical meeting took place between the head of the Greek Orthodox Church and the head of the Catholic Church, the head of the Greek Orthodox Church traveled to the Antarctic. What's going on in the Antarctic? A recently released video shows a semicircle object. The man who produced the video claims it's a flying vehicle, a flying saucer, partly sticking out of a cave. Well, that's an extrapolation there. That's guesswork. What you clearly can see is half a circle object. It's clearly not natural. Man-made object sticking out of the side of a hill, which may or may not be a cave. Can't really tell. The photograph, it's a Google Earth image, by the way. But it's and they claim to have seen another circular shaped object underwater in the Antarctic continent also. My friend Professor McCanny feels that there's archaeological digs going on there. The papyrus reed maps, charts that Christopher Columbus had copies of when he traveled across the Atlantic Ocean in 1492, the first time. They showed the Antarctic continent, which we didn't really know even existed for another couple hundred years. In fact, those charts, which came from Constantinople, and Christopher Columbus said they were copies of really ancient charts, they show the Antarctic continent without ice. And the United States Navy is pretty good at mapping the oceans and the land masses on the oceans. So after World War II, they had some time on their hands, no longer fighting a war, and they set about mapping the Antarctic. And they had something after World War II, in the late 40s, early 50s, they'd never had before. They had the ability to look through the ice with imaging equipment and be able to tell where the dirt stopped and the water began. They never could do that before World War II. So they're down there making their maps of the Antarctic and making all these determinations. And lo and behold, they found out that when they were comparing the ancient charts that Christopher Columbus had with what they were doing, that they actually could make corrections to the brand new maps using the ancient charts. That's how accurate they were. When those maps were made, either one of two things. There's no third choice. Either whoever made those had the same imaging equipment we've got now since World War II to look through the ice and see where the ocean began and the land ended, or there was no ice. There's no third choice. There's no third option. There isn't. Whoever made those maps either had the same technology that we have now in the 20th century after World War II, or there was no ice on the Antarctic when those charts were made. The Secretary of State going to the Antarctic? What in the world's going on there? What in the world is going on? The head of the Greek Orthodox Church going down there? Vladimir Putin? These are the ones we know about that there were press releases on. How many other world leaders have been there that we don't know about? Now, sending the Secretary of State down there is basically the equivalent of the President of the United States going down there. I mean, that's one of the top cabinet-level offices, right up there with the Secretary of Defense. Secretary of State is one of the most important Secretary of State is one of the most important positions in the cabinet, maybe the most important. To get him to go anywhere is a big deal. To go to the Antarctic. Now, McMurdo Station is the big American base down there that we know of. 1,200 plus men and women could live and work there all year long. 1,200 men and women. Now, how many people does it take to count penguins and take ice core samples? What else is there to do down there? Scientific research. Granted, there's certainly some worthwhile scientific research projects a person could be doing down there, or a group of scientists. I believe many of them are probably archaeologists. That's my belief. I don't have any evidence. That's my belief based on what I know. There's a high likelihood also that Third Reich, when they went to the Antarctic to establish New Schwabenland, never left. There's a high likelihood that the Germans, who were far in advance of us when it came to developing nuclear energy, had in fact developed nuclear energy and were using it to power their base down there. If you got enough power, you can do pretty much anything you want under the ice, under the ocean. A very dear friend of mine, he says, "Oh yeah, John." The United States Navy has undersea cities. They do. Well, they have nuclear. They've had nuclear power now since the mid-1950s. Why not? Why not have cities under the ocean? The U.S. Navy does, in fact, have cities under the ocean. A lot of things going on in this world. Now, something anybody can do, I'm going to give a citation here to Google Earth. It's almost like flying in an airplane over whatever area you choose. You can choose to fly over the Antarctic with Google Earth. I've done this. You can do it. And what you'll find is that there's hundreds of square miles blocked out on the Antarctic by Google Earth. Hundreds of square miles. Stuff they don't want you to see. It's kind of ironic. Off the east coast of the United States, off the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, you'll find areas of the ocean blocked out also. It's called the continental shelf. That area where it's only a few hundred feet deep before it drops off into the deep ocean. A couple hundred, 100, 200 feet deep. The continental shelf. So why is that blocked out? Are there artifacts there, archaeological artifacts, or is there brand new things the U.S. Navy has put there, undersea cities? Or is there both? Good question. I don't know the answer. Fascinating topic. So there's a whole area of study generally called forbidden archaeology. There's other things it's called, but that's usually what I refer to it as. A subset of that is out-of-place artifacts. Human-made objects found where they should not be found. Pieces of jewelry inside solid lumps of coal. Other man-made objects, such as a small metal vase, for example, inside a solid lump of coal. The current coal mining methods that don't reveal the things they used to when they were doing a lot more by hand. It's so automated now, but before the automation of coal mining, there was a lot of man-made objects found in coal mines. And that's pretty well documented. Now here locally where I am in Crawford County, I'm in what's called the Lead Belt. There's man-made tunnels in these lead mines. You can drive a large dump truck 18, 20 miles in one direction underground. Seriously, you can. And I've been told that some of these miners have boxes in their homes with objects found underground. I haven't been able to trace back to see these things yet. But the stories are persistent, and I haven't spent as much time on that as I can and should, probably. One of the things they do in our part of the country is they'll do test bores. They'll drill down to see what minerals might be under the ground. One of those test bores in my area here in the Lead Belt they came up with refined copper. Now, copper, before it's been smelted, is a hard green rock. It looks nothing like the copper that you would buy at the hardware store, copper pipe or sheets of copper, before it's been refined. It's just a hard green rock is all it is. But the test board brought up refined copper, which can only happen if human beings are involved in smelting. That's the only way it can happen. I'm not sure how deep they were drilling. I don't have that knowledge, but it is what they came up with in their test bore. Maybe it's time I start networking with some of the, especially the old timers around here, about what their knowledge of what's been found in these mines. They've been at it down here. The first French miners came to my area about 300 years ago, long, long time ago, looking for minerals, lead and barite and others. Of course, they were looking for everything, but that's what they found was lead and barite. Barite is a heavy white rock used for paint pigment and cosmetics and so forth. The locals call it TIFF, T-I-F-F, but the actual name is barite, the hard white rock, hard, heavy white rock. Maybe it's time I do start networking with these miners and retired miners about what might be in their closets and their basements and their attics that they recovered over the decades from these mines. That would be an interesting project, wouldn't it? My friend Professor McCanny says that his belief is that less than 10% of archaeological objects to be found have been found. My response, and Jim agrees with me, that archaeology has two jobs. One is to recover ancient technology. The other is to keep us from finding out about it. And he agrees with me. That is their object, what they're attempting to do. What happened in ancient India is fascinating. There's literally thousands of Sanskrit documents scattered about India. India's a huge country, by the way, that only less than 5%, probably 2 or 3% have been recovered and translated into English, these ancient manuscripts in Sanskrit. Among the ones that have been translated, many of them appear to be technical manuals related to high technology regarding flying aircraft and aircraft maintenance and things of that nature that you would certainly not expect from thousands of years ago. Which brings up another topic, and that's the area of disputed real estate between India and Pakistan called Kashmir, where the good wool comes from, Kashmir. A friend of mine, a retired petroleum engineer, he traveled all over the world, and I asked him, I said, you ever been to Kashmir? He says, oh yeah, John, my wife and I went there on vacation. I said, are you aware that nuclear devices were set off there 12,000 years ago? He says, oh yeah, John, they sell trinkets in the local souvenir shops commemorating the nuclear devices set off in Kashmir 12,000 years ago. I said, oh, really? He says, yeah, oh, really? It's no secret. Then, of course, there's the hundreds of acres of green glass covering a portion of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. Hundreds of acres of green glass. So what does it take to turn sand into glass? Well, it takes the heat of the sun. We didn't know until August of 1945 how that could happen on the surface of the planet. We found out twice in August of 1945 how you can get the heat of the sun at the surface of the planet. It's pretty simple. You set off nuclear devices, and that's in fact what happened on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. Nuclear devices were set off about 12,000 years ago. There's other locations in Europe and North America and other places where scientists have found evidence of the remnants of nuclear devices having been set off about 12,000 years ago, which just so happens to be the approximate age of the Black Knight satellite. It's been about a year ago. A Fortune 500 company, Pepsi-Cola, put out a very slick, very Hollywood-style film, short film, about the Black Knight satellite. I don't know how many millions of dollars they spent on this thing, but it had to be several millions of dollars, given the level of production that went into this thing. It surprised and shocked me when that came out, because hardly anybody before that video came out had ever heard of the Black Knight satellite. It's a well-kept secret, or it was a well-kept secret within the federal government and other governments. Black Knight satellite. It's just below the Van Allen radiation belt. And we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, Quick Target Acquisition.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America towel right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of January, taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Black Knight satellite. I first learned about it. I read to one of Jonathan Gray's. Jonathan Gray is an archaeologist out of New Zealand. I've interviewed Jonathan Gray several times on this show, not recently, but several times. The first book of his I read was titled Dead Men's Secrets. And the first page of the first chapter, he starts talking about the Black Knight satellite. It's, well, I don't know. I haven't done recently tried to find out much about it. But prior to that Pepsi presentation video coming out a year ago, Pepsi-Cola, it was difficult to find out much at all about the Black Knight satellite. Over the years, I initially found out two of the three dimensions, 40 feet by 70 feet. And then just about 3 or 4 years ago, I found out the third dimension, which is 20 feet. So it's 20 feet by 40 feet by 70 feet. I also know its other nickname within the intelligence community. It's also called the chirogenic box, which brings up another whole set of questions, doesn't it? The chirogenic box. Through an intermediary, I learned that a particular U.S. senator was aware of the Black Knight satellite on one hand, but the U.S. senator was not aware if the satellite had yet been entered by human beings, modern human beings. I've also fairly recently, just in the last few months, learned that the Black Knight satellite and other similar satellites, they have electromagnetic field around them, that when anything starts getting close to it, the field gets stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where it would damage electronics and cause harm to human beings. It's kind of almost like a Star Wars force field kind of thing that these satellites have to protect themselves. The Black Knight satellite was first discovered during the Eisenhower administration. Some things were going on then with space exploration. The Sputnik went up, the first Russian satellite, and then the first American satellite not long afterwards. So scientists set up something they never had before. That was optical and radar tracking stations to track satellites. They never had them before because they had no reason to have them before. So they're tracking these man-made objects, and they find there's already something up there. It was identified. It was actually the middle of the night when it was identified on a polar orbit. We couldn't do a polar orbit until much later, 10, 15 years later. Well, everything up till then was a equatorial orbit. So imagine you're a 35-year-old Air Force captain on night duty at the White House, and you get the assignment to wake up a 5-star general in the sleeping quarters of the White House, General Eisenhower, who also happens to be President of the United States. Mr. President, we need you in the briefing room. Now, it would not be career-enhancing to do that, would it? Unless it was really, really important to wake up a 5-star general at 2 o'clock in the morning. This was a matter of highest national security, highest national urgency. When they found this object, because they didn't know what the hell it was. They really didn't. What it was, who put it there, what its purpose was, or anything else. So immediately, the Black Knight satellite became a matter of highest national priority to find out who put it there, gain access to the technology inside there so they could reverse engineer it and use it for their own purposes. That's where the story ends, at least for John Moore. I don't know. Now, we're going back basically 60 years ago or so. No, it was the late 1950s. Not quite 60 years ago. Well, it could have been 60 years ago. Regardless, I don't know if they've gained access to the contents of that box up there. I know it became really, really important to do so. There's a high likelihood, in my opinion, that the Apollo space missions was merely an excuse to spend the money necessary to get up that high and gain access to the contents of the Black Knight satellite. It would have been money well worth spent, because whoever built that thing and put it up there had technology far, far in advance of anything we could even dream of at that point in time. Now, we're surrounded by technology that was science fiction just a very few years ago. It's become part of our daily lives. The technology in a smartphone is so phenomenal. We got children going to school carrying devices that you couldn't buy for $100,000 just a few short years ago, because they didn't exist. There's no way they could exist. So there's a lot of unknowns there, and it's not for lack of trying. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. I need healthy listeners. with lots of energy to spread the word. I need healthy listeners. If you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, well, you need to check out the Energy Cleaner. You seriously do. I use mine every night. Most Americans over age 50 are taking multiple prescription pharmaceutical products frequently for pain and or getting a great night's sleep. Long term, well, read the package insert if you want to see what happens if you take these things long term. It's not good. Energy Cleaner can cause no harm. It can. It can cause no harm. It can do a lot of good, however. If it doesn't, there's a small chance, maybe 2 or 3% chance that it won't work. I offer, from me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. You can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Read up the patent application information. Read the excellent testimonials from people that I know. These aren't anonymous. These are from real people that I know personally. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I got everything in stock right now. I'm picking up a fresh batch of energy cleaners in a few hours today. Then make your decision. Place your order at thelibertyman.com. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got a caller on hold. The call number is 800-313-9443. We have Daniel in Virginia. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Ms. Moore.
Go ahead.
I listen to your program on a regular basis, and I appreciate a lot of the information you put out and the type of guests that you have. I wanted to make a brief comment regarding I didn't catch the beginning of what you said regarding Antarctica and the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, I believe you said, right. was going down there, and John Kerry had gone. And I wanted to know, I missed part of what you said regarding, did you say that the Germans were there during World War II?
They went down there in the early to mid-1930s to establish a base called New Schwabenland. We don't know exactly why they went, and we don't know if they ever left. Steve Quayle's new book, I just finished reading it, titled Empire Beneath the Ice, gives a lot of evidence that they may never have left. They may still be there.
Okay, and I think you speculated that there may be underground cities or either what you commented on as forbidden archaeology.
Right. Right, forbidden archaeology. That's I've got about a dozen books on that topic. It's a fascinating area of study, Daniel.
Okay. Now, regarding the technology, I think you said 12,000. You have some knowledge. 12,000 years ago in India, there was a nuclear bomb exploded.
Right. Kashmir. Right. Exactly.
Okay. Let me say this just briefly. You know, getting back to the scripture now, when the Lord destroyed, which was Iraq, a part of Iraq, when he came down where Lot and Abraham was and destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right.
They say that the destruction, they say that nothing has grown there, I believe, since that time. And then some people speculate that what happened was something similar to a nuclear explosion. What was your comment regarding that?
Well, that's easy to determine if you're a scientist and have the right equipment to go there. Of course, that part of the world it can be pretty dangerous to go to. But assuming you could go there and not be shot by the jihadists with the right equipment, okay, you could determine if there's radioactive material there. That would be pretty easily done.
Okay, okay. And last but not least, regarding the, the Black Knight satellite, this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Well, go to YouTube. Pepsi Cola is a Fortune 500 company, Daniel. And about a year ago, they did a video. And let's see if I can find that real quick here. Go to YouTube and let's see. Okay, where is YouTube? Here it is. And we'll click on here real quick and see if we black night. Okay, it's hard to do this. Here we go, black night satellite, and see what comes up.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see a lot there. There's a bunch of them, and hopefully the Pepsi-Cola will be promotional video will be part of that. There's a lot of hits.
Yes, sir. Now, the other thing was you kind of made a reference to the. You said that there's a magnetic field around the sunlight.
Right, they generate it. They generate their own magnetic field.
Oh, it generates a magnetic field. Okay, right. Okay.
Here we go. Here's what you put. Just put Pepsi's Black Knight decoded, and you'll see the Pepsi-Cola video.
I will. I'll take a look. Okay, I will. I'll take a look at that. Again, okay. I enjoy your program. I appreciate
Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate the call. Yeah, we appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Don't be a stranger. The call number is 800-313-9443. Fascinating. Those of us who've been studying a black night satellite, we were shocked and surprised, and that Pepsi-Cola, a Fortune 500 company, would spend the money, and I don't know how many, but $1 million budget would probably be pretty minimal for the level of professional quality video that we're looking at here, that they came out with. It's just right out a year ago. Very shocking and very surprising that happened. It's pretty well accepted that Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun did not die or commit suicide or be shot to death in that bunker in Berlin in 1945. There was a lot of hope that they did among many tens of millions of people in various countries, but that didn't happen. That did not happen. There was evidence left behind and testimony from people who were there that that's what happened, but the evidence in the form of the skulls that were burned up turned out not to be the skull of Adolf Hitler or Eva Braun, either one. My belief, based on the evidence I've seen, is that Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun escaped. Left Europe and either went to Argentina or to the Antarctic, one or the other. Most evidence seems to point to Argentina, the majority of evidence I've seen, although they could have gone to the Antarctic if they chose to. It looks now, the evidence I'm seeing about what happened towards the end of World War II is the plutonium, enriched uranium, that we used to make the two bombs to blow up Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that the majority of it came from Germany, was captured from Germany, not stuff that we made. Germans are so far advanced. I just recently found out also, reading Steve Quayle's book, that they had something during World War II that we the U.S. did not have for another 10-plus years after World War II. Cargo aircraft that you could open up a door and drive full-size trucks onto and close the door behind it and take off. We didn't have anything like that until the mid-1950s. We simply didn't. But the Germans did. Drawings have been found, engineers' drawings of saucer-shaped aircraft that the Germans were working on. Apparently there were at least prototypes made. And if they had prototypes, why not flying models? Of course, why not? Another caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, good morning, John. Hey, you know what? I have been. I've got the 1 minute after audio book, and I just kind of wanted to comment on something, and I wondered what you were thinking. I come across these certain sections where this guy is Mr. Fortune is. He's got his character driving around in a 50-something Edsel and seeing all of the other vehicles that simply won't work, and then there's an Army Jeep that's fine. And this guy spends another day wondering why? Which, and is, he is an ex-military man, and this whole thing is just insane. It's just, I just can't hardly believe it. And the besides that, what he has for his, when he finally decides he is in trouble, it turns out that all he has looking like a weapon is a 20-gauge shotgun with birdshot and a black powder pistol. And this whole thing is just, I just can't believe it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. How did you feel when you came across these passages that you're just like, you know, sir, for a military man, you're just completely behind the curve here?
You mean the character being armed with a 20-gauge shotgun and a pistol?
Yeah, that or taking the day and a half to figure out he's been in an EMP. These things I just find them maddening. I just wondered if your response was...
Unless you have a working knowledge of what EMP is and what it does, most people... There's, you know, despite all the talk we hear in Patriot Radio about EMP, I would say less than 1% of adults in this country have a true understanding of EMP. They may have heard about it through various media, but they'll stand there confused, holding their phones up, trying to get a signal, is what they'll be doing. Well, they will.
Yeah. Yeah, or microwaving bacon in the morning and wondering why the land. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm so overexposed. It's just impossible, you know, for me to believe everybody is not educated. Maybe that's what it is.
Of course, when, you know, we need to go back. When that book was published, the public attention to EMP was a fraction of what it is now also. You need to keep that in mind.
One of my nephews read it and came running to me and said, "Oh, you got to read this book. This is the greatest thing ever." And he thought it was just amazing. But then, of course, all the concepts in there were complete mystery to him. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just thinking too hard.
Maybe so, Rick.
All right. Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Next, we go to Mike in Idaho. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Really good, sir. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you talk about the technology, and I was just going to make a couple of comments on that when you're talking about the Black Knight box and things. A lot of people don't realize that, you know what the SR-71 was, the Blackbird, our spy plane? They don't realize that the prototype flew on that plane in 1959. The production models was 1960-61, and that technology stayed secret for 20-something years, and that was way beyond anything we had flying at the time. I worked at NASA for, about 10 years as a consultant for data communications, and you're talking about the EMPs. Every cabinet, every piece of equipment that I supplied to them or to the government had to be shielded and grounded for EMP in the early 80s. So they were well aware of it and working with that technology then. And then the one thing that I used to call on, I won't name the company, in the Research Triangle Park in the Carolinas there, in the early 80s, they successfully, now you don't think this is Star Trek, they teleported a pin from one side of a room to the other side. It was through cables. It went through the air. So we have technology that the government just doesn't let the people know about, and it's way beyond anything we can comprehend. And I've seen a lot of it, and some of it I can't talk about, but you're right in a lot of what you're saying about the technology is just advanced so fast. But
don't get away here, Mike. You and I need to talk a little bit. We may go through the break. First of all, when you're looking at a photograph of the B-2 bomber, you're basically looking at an almost duplicate of a World War II German aircraft.
I mean,
you could almost substitute one for the other. Now, moving on from there, you may or may not know this, but we basically have two navies, the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Correct.
When the Philadelphia experiment happened in the Philadelphia Naval Yard in 1943, and they inadvertently stumbled upon transporting a warship instantly from Philadelphia to the Naval Yard there in Norfolk, Virginia, they weren't about to walk away from that. Now, that was the Atlantic side. On the Pacific side, and I'm a relative of mine, I won't say my relationship, but a relative of mine was in the Navy, and he was on overnight duty at Pearl Harbor, and had access to file cabinets. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's trying to stay awake, drinking coffee. And he comes across a Navy experiment where they were transporting three-dimensional objects through cables. Now,
correct.
Now, so, as I frequently tell people, once they inadvertently stumbled upon this technology at what's called the Philadelphia experiment, they weren't about to walk away from it. It scared the hell out of them. They're trying to figure out what this was, how to control it, how to make it safe, how to make it usable. And it sounds like you've been in personal observation of some of these things, haven't you, Mike?
Yes, sir. I haven't. It just, you know, it when people talk about, oh, the government won't do this and the government won't do that, and we know everything, I said, you don't know nothing. You know,
Mike,
you were talking about Eisenhower, and when he got woke up on that, what people don't realize that Eisenhower's aide lived in Derry, outside of Derry, Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Mike, would you give your phone number to my engineer so we can talk privately?
Certainly.
I appreciate it. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of January. Mike, we're just about out of time here. You've heard me talk about the possibility of the Third Reich took refuge in the Antarctic and never did leave, and have technology that we started observing in the late 1940s called flying saucers. Sure. Do you have any comments or follow-up on that, sir?
On the cities or the flying saucers?
Both.
I just finished reading three or four books that talk about cities under there with a natural heated lake and stuff that they use to build their cities around under the ice. But there was an engineer, aerospace engineer, who hired on to a Canadian company, and it was in the 60s, the late 60s, and his office was put down below because he was a junior engineer, and he goes cleaning out, and he discovered some blueprints of a ship that was designed and built by that company for the United States government.
Right.
In it, he found a flaw, and he brought it to the management, and they went bonkers. They swore him under secrecy that did not ever happen and stuff. Well, after the company folded or he left, whatever it was, I forget, he put it out that he found the designs for a nuclear-powered interplanetary spaceship built by the Canadian company for the United States government. He had the plans in his hands, and they come and took them away from him and threatened him. But
I bet
he later released the story, but it just tells you that what's there, they're not letting us know. And it's way beyond anything you can comprehend. When I worked at NASA, I saw things that, obviously, I'm beyond the 7 years, so I can talk about it now, that people just wouldn't believe.
Now,
it's amazing, and a lot of the technology and things that we see happening and things are actually our government doing some things. I'm not saying that we don't have visitors from other places, but our government's doing a lot of things that they just don't want us to know. They don't think we can handle it.
Well, I've been told by individuals that don't know each other with access that there's dozens, possibly more, satellites orbiting Earth right now on the 24th day of January that we modern Earthbound human beings did not put up there. Your response, sir?
I have no doubt about that. I've seen things that have happened working at NASA and things that I've heard other engineers talk about that would lead you to believe that there are definitely objects up there that we have no comprehension of how they got there or who put them there, whether they came from an advanced civilization on Earth or whether they came from another civilization somewhere else.
Or both.
Or both. That's correct. And we know that Hitler's group was working on high technology. A lot of things that we got later on were from scientists that were working for Hitler. And if they never stopped doing that under the ice, how far could they have advanced? You know?
Exactly.
We just don't know. But yeah, I agree with you. I've talked to people. I talked to a chief master sergeant who worked on the Blue Book project, and he told me some things that would just let you know that there are other things out there other than from us.
Absolutely. I don't want to be cut off by the music. Mike, I want to thank you for your call, and we'll be talking privately. You can count on it.
All right, sir. I appreciate your show.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Well, we don't have time to get to another caller. Wouldn't do him justice, but he's certainly welcome to call back another time. Fascinating show, and I learned a lot, and I hope you did too. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.